This is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. Last night, Hillary Clinton took the stage in Brooklyn, New York, and in a historical moment in our history, she became the first woman ever to be the presumptive nominee for President of the United States. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is suffering from Tiger Woods syndrome. That's when you have a difficult time admitting that you got your ass beat by a white woman. Someone hacked the NFL's official Twitter account and announced that Commissioner Roger Goodell is dead. But of course, Roger Goodell is alive and well, and the tweet was quickly deleted. But there's no word on whether or not Tom Brady will be reimbursed for the expensive champagne he popped open after reading that tweet. New research shows that people who don't get enough sleep, regardless of whether it's daytime or nighttime sleep, are in danger of serious heart problems. Well, hopefully LeBron James knows a good cardiologist, because we know he hasn't slept since that whooping they took Sunday night. And he probably won't get any sleep tonight either. I'm Chris Paul, performing tonight at the Columbus Funny Bone, and this was the Morning Minute.